I love the letter of St. Paul to the Romans today, where we're being reminded of God's faithfulness to us when he said, the gifts and the call of God are irrevocable, meaning that God will not take back his faithfulness and his call to us. He is faithful even when we are unfaithful. He will continue to pursue us, to call us back, and to instill that love within our heart when we even at times do not recognize him. Therefore, to him be the glory, to him be the honor, to him be the obedience, to him be the love, because he has first shown his mercy toward us. I think it's important for us to remember that God had been merciful toward us first, so that mercy need to be expanded and to be practiced toward others. This mercy, when we practice mercy, we're able to cooperate, collaborate, and in the same way, invite God into that picture. Exactly what St. Luke said today in the gospel reading. And Jesus said very clearly in the gospel reading, that when we hold the banquet, don't just invite the people that we like or the people that can somehow return the favor back to us, but invite those who have no ability to repay us. The poor, the forgotten, the abandoned, the rejected. We need to be mindful of them too. And the one thing I like to for us to remember, that the poor, sometimes we idealize the poor. We think they're wonderful, they're nice, or they're simple, this and that. But the poor can be rough around the edges. They are who they are. What you see is what you get. And the poor sometimes have their own struggles, their own challenges. But then we still got to love the poor, not only the materialistic poor, but the spiritually poor as well. In the military, we have a lot of spiritually poor people. They are poor because they live, they yearn, they want for the things of this world. They are crippled because this world had enslaved them and make them all worry about the things that they see that other people have and they don't have. They're crippled by their own greed, their own envy, their own vices, and they are blinded by the lies, the manipulations of this world. The poor are there, the crippled are there, the lame are there, the blind are there. They might not be physically or materialistically defined, but they are spiritually there. We must seek them. We must invite them. We must allow the grace of God to be at work in them, just that the grace of God had been at work in us.